Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Supporters of recreational marijuana legalization in New Jersey say they want it legalized because it's a racial justice issue. Just take the new governor, Phil Murphy.
People ask me all the time, hey, are you sure you could generate $300 million from the legalization of marijuana? I said, you know what, I'm not sure. But you know what, that's not the question. We're not doing it for the dollars, we're doing it for social justice.
That was Murphy during the campaign, and we know this argument, right? Blacks are disproportionately arrested for marijuana possession, though blacks and whites use at the same rate. The hope is that legalizing the drug would cut down on arrests. But WNYC reporter Karen Rouse found that one of the major forces of opposition is coming from some black leaders who don't want to see certain aspects of the war on drugs or the heroin epidemic repeat itself if marijuana is legalized. There are also financial aspects to this. Karen Rouse is with us now. You may have heard some of her reporting on this on WNYC over the past couple of days or read her story on it that she wrote for the New York Times. And she's joining us by cell phone in Trenton because the governor is going to be giving his budget address later in the day. And we're actually going to have him on the show tomorrow morning to talk about all of these things. And Karen Rouse will be covering that very important Phil Murphy kind of first major presentation outlining policy specifics that's coming up right after this conversation. Hi, Karen. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
So, like I said in the introduction, opposition to legalization is coming from what many people would consider an unlikely source, the head of the legislative Black Caucus, Ron Rice. So tell us about Rice and his argument.
Yeah, so it's sort of this interesting dynamic that's playing out because the argument is supposedly the justification for legalizing marijuana is supposedly to help black people and brown people who have been harmed by prohibition because, like you mentioned, there is this disproportionately high number of arrests for black and brown people. But Rice, he's the senior black senator. He's the longest serving black senator in Trenton, and he's also a former police officer. And he's saying that this is really something that's going to make white businesses rich, make white people rich, and do it on the backs of black and brown people. He represents Newark, which is the largest city, predominantly African-American city in Jersey, and he's envisioning that you're going to see cannabis shops popping up all over Newark and that whites will come into the city or anybody will come into the city to buy cannabis and that there'll be this new generation of addicts that are created once these businesses pop up. And Newark is a city, like many others in Jersey, that are still struggling with heroin addiction. There is the foreclosure crisis continues in these cities. And he sees this as something that's only going to do harm and that the social justice issue is really just an excuse to justify a business that's not going to benefit these very black people it's claiming to.
So do harm in what way? Is it that people in poor communities are more vulnerable to abusing a drug when it's more readily available, and so there would be harms to the community in that respect? Is that the main argument?
Yeah, that these businesses are not going to go into upper-class communities, and that's sort of what's played out in Denver. You know, the Denver Post and another media organization, Marijuana Business Daily, looked at where the businesses were placed, and they're all clustered in lower-income communities. And so he sees that bringing all the problems with it. So when you talk to the industry, you'll hear all the benefits, the revenue, that it's going to help social justice, but they're not talking about some of the other harms, like, you know, whether it's going to bring in you know, crime, if it's going to create more addiction. And he says that these are problems that he believes will come. I mean, there's, you know, argument over that, but he mm-hmm. believes that's what it will do to his community.
And here's 30 seconds of Senator Rice making his case.
It's always been said that the issue is not money. The issue is social justice. But it's being sold on the backs of black folk and brown people. So now you agree with us. Yes, we do. And we want to get you out of jail. Thank you. Then turn us loose. Well, we can't turn you loose. Why can you not turn us loose? Well, we can turn you loose if you sign this legalization bill. Well, if you said we shouldn't be in jail, I shouldn't have to sign anything.
So there are a few issues packed in there. I think one is the release of people who've been in prison for marijuana-related crimes in the past, yes?
Yeah, and so that's the interesting point he's making, is that everybody agrees. I mean, that's the one thing everybody agrees on in this, on all sides, is that there has been this disproportionate rate of arrests for black people compared to whites when usage rates are similar. So he's saying, if we're all agreeing there's a problem, then why do we need to sign this law in order to set those people free, as he puts it?
Mm-hmm.
And why is this all hinging or hanging on the legalization of marijuana? If it's wrong, then cut those people free. I mean, I don't know that you can just do that, but that's his argument, that this is sort of hanging on that, and that this is really to benefit those businesses, those growers and sellers and transporters, people who want to get in on the industry in New Jersey if it happens here, because it is a billion-dollar industry in the nine states in D.C. where it's legal.
And there's also a question of who would profit financially from this. Researchers at Marijuana Business Daily, which is an industry news site based in Denver, as you know, Karen, found that 81% of cannabis business owners were white, while less than 4% were black.
Yeah, and even in that 4%, that just means that those were businesses where there was at least one black owner. So it could be, you know, if you and I had a shop, you know, and I'm black, you know, then I count towards that 4%. We count, even if maybe I'm not the primary owner. So it's a very small percentage, and that's something that there are proponents of legalizing marijuana want to see addressed if it becomes law.
And so is there something that Senator Rice, he opposes it in the first place, but any other members of the legislature or advocates outside are saying could be done to kind of guarantee a share of the business, get spread around and even help some of the people as a form of reparations, if that's a fair word, people who've been in prison because of the illegalization of marijuana over time?
Yeah, and reparations is actually the exact word that was used by one of a coalition of black pastors that actually support legalization. And they have a whole list, along with the ACLU, with NAACP, and the Drug Policy Alliance, which is a group here in Trenton. They want to see it legalized, but they want this list of reparations. Basically compensation for all the harms from past arrests, like the harm of, you know, the loss of potential earnings, being separated from your family, or not being able to get an apartment because of record.
Right. And you're breaking up a little on the cell phone. I don't know if you can reposition yourself to help with that. But while you're trying to do that, here's a clip to that point of Reverend Charles Boyer of Bethel AME Church in Woodbury at a marijuana legalization forum held recently at the Bethany Baptist Church in Newark.
The worst thing that could possibly happen to people of color is that marijuana is made legal and none of the past harms that have been done to black people are addressed. Do we want to be the ones responsible for playing a part in a system that will make tons of young white millionaires after years of making hundreds of thousands of poor black felons?
And with WNYC's Karen Rouse at the State House in Trenton waiting for Governor Murphy's budget address as we talk about the social justice pros and cons of one of Murphy's big proposals, recreational marijuana legalization in the state. Karen, how do people like Pastor Boyer want the past harms to black people to be addressed?
Okay, so I think the number one thing is they want to see people who have prior records to have those records expunged immediately. And they also want to see that those people get a chance to be part of the marijuana industry, that they're not denied access because of those prior records. And that's something that's actually happened in other states, where you have people who, in the past, they sold or were caught in possession of marijuana, they ended up with a record, and now it's legal and they cannot participate. So that seems like a real injustice right there, that now people who are in the industry are sort of elevated, and they're sort of like, it's almost like the new tech industry. They become the stars, the new cannabis sellers. But now, because you have a record, you cannot participate. So they want to see those people allowed to participate. They want to see revenue from the sales of marijuana put back into the communities that were harmed for education, for job training, business training. They want to see diversity requirements for permits, for access for women and minorities. And they want to see permits priced so that they're accessible, because the permit for operating could be in the thousands. And they see that as an obstacle to many people in lower incomes, from lower incomes, to participate. And there's also this sort of argument about, it's called grow your own. So the idea that if you're a resident in Jersey, you know, you're allowed to have, say, 6 marijuana plants, and you're allowed to grow your own so that you can produce your own crop of marijuana. And there's sort of a fight over that, because the author of the bill in the Senate doesn't like that idea. He visited Denver, and he said that that's just out of control, that people grow too much and that they want to start selling it on their own. But the social justice aspect or argument of that is that if you grow your own, you're not then reliant on those cannabis shops popping up in your neighborhood, and then you can't also be taken advantage of by the industry. You're not reliant on that industry, and you could produce your own.
Pierre in Westerlo, you're on WNYC. Hello, Pierre.
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask, I believe that in California, with the legalization of recreational marijuana, they have set up a stipulation that past sufferers or felons that have been locked up have to have something to do with the businesses.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about that?
Yeah, well, we were talking about that as a concept for New Jersey. I guess Pierre is suggesting that they are doing that in California's new legalization regime. Is that right? Do you know?
Well, so I know that in California and other states where it has become legalized, that there is sort of this return, because the social justice aspect is sort of in this state where people are realizing that those who have records are not able to participate. Now, San Francisco did announce that they are releasing people who had arrest records. Now, I don't know about, Pierre is talking about the entire state of California and allowing some sort of set aside, maybe. I think that California is discussing various types of reparations or compensation for communities of color.
Diana in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to add an extra voice to this conversation. So I am the policy counsel with the ACLU of New Jersey, which is a founding member of the statewide coalition, New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform. And in New Jersey, we have really been pushing for making sure that racial justice and social justice stays at the heart of our legalization conversations here in New Jersey, because as Karen Rouse described, other states that have legalized marijuana and then tried to add in racial justice later have found themselves scrambling. And New Jersey has the opportunity to really capture racial justice and social justice on the front end, so that we can make sure that we encourage a diverse pool of applicants for these job opportunities and these licenses that are going to come along. We need to make sure that we don't have just expungements for people's records, but automatic expungements, so that people don't have to go through the hoops and the hassles and pay the tremendous costs to asking for an expungement for behavior we're saying is now legal.
So, Diana, let me ask you, and then Karen, let me ask you, how much receptiveness you're finding in the state legislature for legalization in general and for those social justice riders as you just laid them out, Diana?
So we are finding that as people become educated on this issue, they start to get it. It starts to make sense. They understand that cannabis is not the gateway drug that we were led to believe for decades. They understand why this is a critical racial justice issue. And they understand that in order for this to really be considered a justice bill, we have to capture racial justice in the legislation.
Diana, here's a post from a listener, kind of pushing back on what you just said. This person writes, no ex post facto laws. Felons knew they were breaking the law when they did the crime. Now they want to run pot shops?
So we really need to think about this as not that the laws were in place and they were broken and so people need to continue being punished for them, but these laws should have never existed in the first place. From a public health perspective, there are doctors. There's an organization, amazing organization, called Doctors for Cannabis Regulation that can really explain why cannabis prohibition never made sense from the get-go. And so when we talk about restoring justice and making people whole, it's really disingenuous for us to legalize marijuana and force people to continue bearing the negative stigma of a prior arrest.
Diana, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. And WNYC's Karen Rouse, I know you have to go in a minute to hear the governor's budget address. What's your take on the headcount in the legislature at this point? We were talking about Senator Ron Rice, who's against it at this time for the harm that he feels would come to urban communities if marijuana were legally available. I believe Senator Rice has a history of opposing all kinds of so-called harm reduction strategies to fight the impact of drug abuse. So how many allies does he have in the legislature? Can you tell?
I don't know exact numbers, but just for people who are in this industry and, you know, the talk, it sounds like they don't have the numbers right now. But, you know, there are constant meetings with the governor, constant meetings. I mean, Diana, who just spoke, she's a very big advocate. She was featured in my story. You know, I think they're working on it, but I don't think the numbers are there now. And it's really hard to say because it's not a Democrat thing or a Republican thing or a South Jersey or North Jersey thing. It really varies. I mean, you have a couple counties that don't want to see it. Even Murphy's own home county doesn't want marijuana there. So it's just something that I think they're working on. But I think on a whole, I think people believe that it will come because it's in these nine states. And I think people are sort of adjusting to the idea. So they believe if not this year, then maybe next year, they see it as something that's going to come.
Let me correct myself on when the governor is giving his budget address. I gather now that Karen is going to a pre-budget address thing to cover shortly. I apologize. And the budget address itself is 2 o'clock this afternoon, and listeners, if you're interested, will be streaming it at WNYC.org. Also, Governor Phil Murphy will be a guest live on this show tomorrow morning around 10:30. But if you want to hear the budget address live, that'll be 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll stream it at WNYC.org. Karen, do you expect this issue to come up? Is marijuana legalization, his proposal for it, part of his projected budget?
You know, he talked about it. He talked about the budget a little bit yesterday on another show, and he didn't bring up marijuana legalization. So I haven't heard much from him on this. I don't know if he's just sort of letting the legislature sort of work it out right now. I don't expect that to be part of it, but I might be surprised.
Yeah, and I guess State Senator Nicholas Scutari, a Democrat from Linden, who's white, is the author of a bill that would legalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana for anyone over 21 and would establish a state division of marijuana enforcement. The bill does not include any language discussing compensation. So how much is he being pressured to address that before he tries to move the bill, you know, through committee and to the floor?
I think he's going to face a lot of pressure because and he is a Democrat, and he does agree that there is a social justice problem. He believes that that problem can be resolved simply by legalizing, and then you don't have those people arrested. But you do have people like Diana, who's at the ACLU, this coalition of pastors, the NAACP. You have all these organizations now that are saying social justice is not just legalization. It is at least two parts, and it includes some sort of compensation to those communities that were harmed. The very same communities that were harmed need to be somehow compensated. And I think he said he's willing to consider those things, but he wants to see it in maybe a second bill. And that's something that Rice feels like is sort of like turning the tables on them, on the social justice aspect of it.
We talked about Ron Rice's issues. Where does the rest of the opposition come from?
So it's just sort of traditional opposition. You have some black pastors. You have a group in New Jersey. Diana mentioned a group of doctors who are for it, but there is actually another group called New Jersey RAMP, New Jersey Responsible Approaches to Marijuana Policy, and they include healthcare workers and law enforcement, parents. And they are talking about what they say are harmful effects of marijuana. So you have disputes over whether it's actually physically harmful to people. And they talk about things like traffic fatalities being up in Washington State where it's legal, or usage being up among 12 to 17-year-olds. And then even the social justice angle. So in Denver, it's now legal for adults, but then you're seeing within 2 years of the legalization in Denver, you saw the number of African-American youth who were arrested go up like 58%, because it's still illegal for young people to use marijuana. And then so that racial disparity still shows up.
WNYC New Jersey reporter Karen Rouse. We'll be listening, Karen, for your reports on Governor Murphy's budget address later today. Thanks so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you.